A certain man's garage is attached to his house, and it's a wonderful convenience in bad weather, but it's also a terrible temptation. Because all winter, whenever he doesn't know what to do with something, he just tosses it in the garage. Well, by March, he is so ashamed of his garage that he doesn't want anyone to see it. By contrast, this man's neighbor keeps his garage spotless and clean. He's one of those people who has a place for everything and everything in its place. He has hangers for his shovel, his hammers, his screwdrivers, and his rakes. He paints his garage floor, and he even vacuums his driveway. About mid-March, guilt finally takes over that first man. He says to himself, "This Saturday, I'm going to tackle that garage." So he gets up early, tears into the task, and by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he's thrown half the stuff away. Then he sets out organizing the rest, and when finished, he feels absolutely fulfilled. In fact, he leaves his garage door open for 3 weeks just so everybody in the neighborhood can see how good it looks. Ephesians chapter 5 tells us, "Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it's disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light." Skipping to verse 15, "Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise." A God-pleasing life is one that isn't cluttered with all of the self-centered junk that we often accumulate. To live a life that honors God, we must constantly be awake, on our guard, carefully walking and watching for those things that need to be discarded or put back in their rightful places.